As expected, the president released a new budget proposal today. It slashes domestic programs and State Department funding while ramping up military spending, and it includes more than $8 billion to fund the border wall, even as the Senate will probably vote against the president's emergency declaration at the southern border as soon as this week, which promises to be another eventful one on Capitol Hill. NPR White House correspondent Mara Liasson is here. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
And let's listen for a second. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow defending Trump's request for border wall spending. This is on Fox News Sunday.
I would just say that the whole issue of the wall and border security is of paramount importance. We have a crisis down there. I think the president has made that case very effectively. It's a crisis of economics. It's a crisis of crime and drugs. It's a crisis of humanity.
But Mara, as you well know, you know, polls show most Americans don't think the president has made this case. There's certainly issues at the border, but not maybe that would be addressed by the wall. This isn't uncommon. You know, you've been telling us for a budget to be DOA. But so what is the significance of it?
The significance of the wall is very high for the president. This has become the number one priority for him. It's almost a symbol of his presidency. And of course, that has helped have Democrats see stopping it as a symbol of their opposition to him. But he believes that even though the border wall is not popular with the majority of Americans, certainly shutting down the government or declaring a national emergency to fund it is even less popular. But with his base, it's very popular. He considers it a core campaign promise, and he wants to show his supporters that he is doing everything possible to build it.
Will that mean another government shutdown, though, that far?
We don't know, but it certainly could. Sure.
Okay. Well, the president also proposed these dramatic cuts we mentioned to domestic programs to rein in the ballooning federal deficit. But a lot of the chatter over the weekend seemed to be that no one seems to care about the deficit as they did in the past.
I think both parties have really given up trying to wear the mantle of fiscal responsibility. This used to be one of the Republicans' core beliefs. But Donald Trump cut taxes by a lot, and he raised the deficit on his watch more than any of his predecessors. In his budget now, he does have some cuts to domestic spending, which I think he will point to say he's trying to do something about the deficit. He's got the EPA down by 31%, State Department down by 23%. Military spending is up. But the deficit is just not an animating political issue the way it used to be. And don't forget, the president actually campaigned on not just getting rid of the deficit, but getting rid of the entire national debt.
Yeah. Take a look at the other side of the aisle. How are Democrats beginning this week? Last week ended with what was seen as a real fumble on that what was supposed to be an anti-Semitism resolution that became a much broader resolution against hate. Democrats also having trouble defining themselves, as Republicans happily were defining them as socialists. Some of the presidential candidates are Democratic socialists, but that means things like government-run health. It does not mean Karl Marx, but they seem not able to define themselves. I mean, what's your sense of Democrats this week?
Well, I think that Democrats are having trouble defining what they mean by socialism. We know what the president means. He's labeling Democrats as the party of socialism, which he means Cuba and Venezuela. He says Democrats want to nationalize industry and have the government run everything. Most Democrats want a strong social safety net. That's what they mean when they respond positively to socialism. They want affordable health care and college and retirement and housing. And this is something you're going to hear a lot about on the campaign trail. You have Elizabeth Warren talking about how she believes in markets properly regulated. Bernie Sanders, of course, is on the other side. It does have a proposal that would nationalize the entire healthcare industry, at least the health insurance industry. So this is something you're going to hear Democrats talk a lot about. I think that right now they have allowed the president to define what socialism is. But I think as time goes on, you're going to hear them get more specific about what it means to them.
And just to remind ourselves, the emergency declaration, the Senate vote is expected this week. Four Republicans still saying they'll join the Democrats in voting it down.
That's right. It probably will lose in the Senate, but the president will veto it. and there are not enough votes in the House or Senate to override his veto. So then the whole fight moves to the courts, which will go on for some time. So it's interesting that he's asking for $8 billion more for the wall in a budget that's landing on Capitol Hill exactly in the same week that the Senate is about to vote down his emergency declaration to build the wall with money that Congress has not appropriated.
And Pierre's Moralizing, thank you.
Thank you.